Oh my God. Folks, it is yet another edition of Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. This is the Power Hour, and tonight is a very, very special edition of the Power Hour. First off, hopefully, it is the first edition that will be heard over on Radio X UK. Greetings to all my friends across the pond. Apparently, Spankwagon Radio is pretty popular with the UK people. Actually, there's about 8 different countries all coming out of Radio X UK there. So, hopefully this gets put through on time and all of you hear it. Because I think tonight's episode is going to be my favorite one yet. You see, I have a lot of crazy knowledge when it comes to music, and the internet is a great place to pick up information I'm not 100% on. So between my whacked out brain and somewhat interesting collection of music, the internet, and iTunes, I have come up with 6 degrees of rock and roll. That's right, folks. No Kevin Bacon in this one. Nope, this one's going to be all music, all rock and roll. Well, most of it's rock and roll. You see, the world of rock is carefully intertwined with all sorts of other mediums and all sorts of other kinds of music. Whether it be something like the guys from Aerosmith owning Mama Cass in Boston, or certain cover songs done by other bands, or even people being from the same hometown, rock and roll likes to just, well, whiz its way in, kind of combine a couple of places and intertwine itself in a very, very interesting way. So, we're going to start the world off tonight. We're going to start the show off tonight with some Nirvana. And that's going to be our starting point for this little adventure in music. We are going to start with Nirvana, the man who sold the world. It was live from their Unplugged performance in New York not too long before Kurt Cobain's death. Great song, great cover song. And it will take us down that path. Now, I'm glad to see Clizzo in the chat room, because this is going to be the kind of night he's going to be wanting to call about on Friday and talk a little more about. So, folks, we're starting off with Nirvana, and we're going from there. Here you go.
Said I was a stranger.
That's Nirvana's unplugged version of The Man Who Sold the World. It is a David Bowie cover. It is a very, very cool song. Now, where can we go from here? You see, Nirvana opens up a huge list of possibilities for people, but I'm going to take the easy route on this one because we're going to go right into the Foo Fighters. Everybody knows Dave Grohl used to be the drummer for Nirvana, went off on his own after Kurt Cobain died, did several other projects. He's played with everyone under the sun, it seems like, these days. I mean, he's played with, Queens of the Stone Age. He's done a couple of other editions with Tenacious D and Red Hot Chili Peppers. I mean, he's done a lot of stuff. So Dave Grohl is our link from Nirvana to the Foo Fighters. So I'm going to play one of my favorite ones. This is All My Life. It's off the 1x1 soundtrack, or excuse me, the 1x1 album.
Searching for something, something never comes, never leads to nothing, nothing satisfies, but I'm getting close, closer to the prize at the end of the rope. All night long, I dream of the day, when it comes around and it's taken away, leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most, feel it come to life when I see your ghost.
You know, I do love me some Foo. I really do. And I know, I think I play Foo Fighters at least once a week. It's a sickness with me, but I mean, I can't get enough of the music, especially the new album, Color in the Taste, I think is what it's called. That one just kills me. I love it. There isn't a bad song on that album. So we've gone from the Foo Fighters, which was our Dave Grohl connection. From Foo Fighters, we're moving to Weezer. The name of the song is Jonas, one of my all-time favorite Weezer songs. You can keep that hash pipe. You can keep all that other music. Leave me Jonas. Technically speaking, Jonas is one of the most difficult songs they ever play. No breaks, no hold notes, no long notes, no nothing. It is just one solid wrist-wrenching ordeal. And if anybody's got, I think it's Guitar Hero 3, it's in there, and you'll understand what I mean on that one. Now, how do we get to Weezer? Well, simple. Petra Hayden. Petra Hayden used to tour with the Foo Fighters during their, I want to say, 2005 tour. She also has done vocals and violin for, you guessed it, Weezer. So here we go with My Name is Jonas by Weezer. Give it a listen on the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. .net. Thanks for all your show. Again, I played Guitar Hero 3, and I sucked at it, but that was the only song that I got 100% on, and that was before I even knew what a hammer note was. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. This is the Power Hour. And I want to say a huge hello to my new Radio X UK contingent. People across the pond, welcome. If you can believe it or not, by the sound of my voice, I am an escapee. I grew up in Ipswich, in Suffolk. I lived there a good 8 years of my life until I had to come to this country. I do go back when I can, and I really do miss it. And if anybody has some Walker crisps, you can send them to LV Rocks for me, please. I just wanted to point out real quick, the chat room is live. People are actually in there talking to me for once. It's not just, well, Trencher. Trencher is in there, but Radio XUK is in there. Clizzo's in there. Ray hanging around from the View from Vegas show. Welcome, guys. Welcome. So, let's see here. We played ourselves some Weezer. Moving on, our next step on this 6 Degrees of Rock and Roll is Biff Naked. Hopefully some of you remember Biff Naked. She was one of those female stars of the 90s that didn't really make it big as far as, here in the U.S. In Europe, she did pretty well, but not so much here. How do we get there from Weezer? Well, simple. Weezer took a break from 97 to 2000. They just took a break. Everybody went their separate ways and did nothing. Some of the guys went back to Boston. Other people went to California. Well, in 2000, they were offered a shit ton of money to play in Japan. So they went to Japan, and they played there. Then they came back to the U.S., and they booked 8 shows on the Warped Tour. A lot of people say that that Japan show and the Warped Tour, that's the rebirth of Weezer and brought them back here. They brought them back here to where we are today. On the Warped Tour was them and Biff Naked, as well as a lot of other people. But Biff Naked is our stepping stone, if you would, please. So here we are. We're going to play a little Biff Naked. Name of the song is Moment of Weakness. It's off the iBiffica CD. Absolutely, if you've never heard of her, this is going to be your choice. So here you are on the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. Was Biff Naked off the iBifficus album. One of the better songs I think put out by her. She's had a couple of other ones, but this one, that one was one of my favorites. So we are working along our 6 degrees of rock and roll here. So the next step is going to be one that no one's going to see coming. Just to track it down for people, we've gone to Nirvana, Foo Fighters, Weezer, Biff Naked, now on to Run DMC. Excuse me, what? Yes, that is right. Run DMC. I'm going to play their remix of, well, not remix, but their cover of Rapper's Delight, originally done by the Sugar Hill Gang. Why Run DMC? Well, very simple. Run DMC were featured on the Ready to Rumble soundtrack with Biff Naked. That's right. Rapper's Delight here, live on the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour.
Turn me up a little bit.
Showtime Radio.
Haha. What you know about it? What you know about it? I said it. Hip-hop, the hip-hop, and you don't stop. I rock on, baby, mama, to the boogie, baby, the boogie to the boogie, the beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm a rapper to the beat. It's just me, the groove, and my squad, we gonna try to move the beat. See, I am the doctor spot, and I like to say hello. I do the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie, say up, jump, the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie, let's rock. You heard my voice, I would have brought two friends along. And next door, the mic is my man E. Come on, EC, that's all.
Well, I'm empty dip, the ladies pimp, the women's fight for my delight. Cause I'm the grandmaster with the three MCs that shock the house for the young ladies. And when you come inside and to the front, and you do the freak spank and you do the bump. And when the sucker MCs try to prove a point, the dress is trio and with a serious joint. And from sun to sun and from day to day, I sit back and write a brand new vibe. Because they say that miracles never cease. I created a devastated masterpiece. I'm gonna rock the mic so you can't resist. Everybody, I said it goes like this. See, I was coming home late one dark afternoon. Reporter stopped before an interview. She said she heard stories and she heard favors. Other misses on the mic and the turntables. This young reporter I did adore. Now rocking to this rhyme like I never did before. She said, damn fly guy, I'm in love with you. Said the casting of a legend must have been true. I said, by the way, baby, what's your name? She said, I go by the name of Lois Lane. And you can be my boyfriend, you truly can. Let's let me put my boyfriend called Superman. I said, he's a fairy, I do suppose. Flying through the air and pantyhose. He may be very sexy or even cute, but he looked like a sucker in a blue and red suit. I said, I need a man who got finesse and his whole name across his chest. He may be able to fly all through the night, but he can't rock a party through the early light. He can't satisfy you with his little worm, but I can bust you out with my super squirm. I go do it, I go do it, I go do it, do it, do it. And I'm here, and I'm there, and I'm Big Bad E, and I'm everywhere. So just throw your hands up in the air and party hard like you just don't care. Just do it, and don't stop, y'all. I take a top, y'all, and you don't stop. It goes hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some stick and drive off in the death. OJ, everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. I say if your girl start acting up, then you take her friend. I say skip, die, what can I say? I can't fit them all inside my OJ, so I just take half and bust them out. Leave the rest of them as a G so he can shock the house.
Well, I'm the M-A-S, the T-E-R, a G with the double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they gonna give Marie. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the freaky girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat start getting into your soul. You start snapping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body to the sure shot beat. Damn, you start doing the freak. I mean, damn, right out of your seat until you throw your hands high in the air. You're rocking to the beat and shaking every air. You're rocking to the beat without a care. But the short shot MC for the event. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a slim face and a pair of brown eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. And I own and I own and own, own and own. The beat don't stop until the break it down. I said I own and I own and own, own and own. Like a hot butter pop, the pop, the pop. If you hit me, rock the pop, pop, you don't dare stop. Come alive, y'all, and give me what you got. I guess by now that you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby in the bunch. But that's okay, I still keep it strong. That's all I'm here to do is wiggle your behind. I said you own and I own and own, own and own. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said I own and I own and own, own and own. Rock, rock, y'all, I get on the floor. I'm gonna freak your head, I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna freak you out of this atmosphere. Cause I'm one of a kind. I shock your mind, I put the jig, 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 jig in your behind. I said a one, two, three, four. Come on, girl, I get on the floor. I come alive, y'all, I give me what you got. Cause I'm guaranteed to make you rock. I said a one, two, three, four. Tell me about the spot, what are you waiting for?
I said a hip, hop, the hip, into the hip, and the hip, hip, hop. But you don't stop, I'm rocking to the bang, bang. When they say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie. Rock a Scooby-Doo, guess what, America, we love you, because you rock and you roll with us so much so, and you can rock till you're 101 years old. I don't mean
to boast, but that squad's like butter on your breakfast toast. Now rock it out, a baby bubba. A baby bubba to the boogie, the bang bang, the boogie to the beat. Beat is so unique. Come on, everybody, let's dance to the beat. Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food was just no good? I said the macaroni sour, the peas all mush, and the chicken tastes like wood. I said you try to play it off like you're thinking you can't by saying that's your fool. And then your princess mom, he just being polite. He ain't finished, uh-uh, that's poor. Say your heart start pumping and you think of a lie and you say that you already ate. And then your princess, man, there's plenty of food, so he piles some more on your plate. And while the sneaky food's steaming, your mind starts to dream it on the moment it's time to leave. And then you look at your plate and your chicken slowly rotting into something that look like cheese. And then you say, that's it, I got to leave this place. I don't care what these people think. I'm just sitting here making myself nauseous with this ugly food that stinks. So you bust out the door while it's still closed, still sick from the food you ate. And then you run to the store for quick relief from a bottle of K.O. Pectane. And then you call your friend 2 weeks later to see how he has been. And he says, I understand about the food, baby, but we're still friends. I'm with a hip, the hip to the hip to hip hip. What happened? You don't stop, but rock it to the bang bang. Boogie say, oh, just the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie.
That's right, a little rapper's delight here on LV Rocks. We try to keep things somewhat urban here. So, that was Run DMC doing a cover of Rapper's Delight, originally a Sugar Hill Gang song. Next up, I think this is going to be an easy jump. I think everybody saw this one coming. That's right, Aerosmith. Why Aerosmith? Simple. Aerosmith and Run DMC collaborated on a remix of Walk This Way. Not exactly complex, but there's a lot more to it to come. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy, and this is our 6 Degrees of Rock and Roll show.
Feeling bad, it looks good.
Aerosmith. Now, Aerosmith's got a lot of good classic songs. The reason I chose that one is Liv Tyler and Alicia Silverstone. I can't lie. There's nothing deeper. So we are moving on from Aerosmith to Guns N' Roses. How do we get there? Quite simply put, 1992, Joe Perry appeared as live guests on the GNR Worldwide pay-per-view show from Paris. So we have moved over again. Now we're going from Aerosmith to Guns N' Roses. Where the hell do we go next? Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour.
Yeah.
there you go, guys. A little classic Guns N' Roses for you. So, Guns N' Roses, amazing band. And again, Steven Perry. Or excuse me. Damn it, I do that. Yes. Steven Tyler and Joe Perry. You know, I'm a big Aerosmith fan, and I'm just tripping over myself tonight. They did appear on the Guns N' Roses worldwide pay-per-view that was live from Paris. It was back in 92. So, our next step, then, that leads us down our little path of 6 degrees of rock and roll is one that most people wouldn't expect to go from here. And the reason they didn't expect it is because it's not about anything other than a joke. Nope. We're moving on to The Offspring. Why The Offspring? Simple. In 2003, The Offspring joked that they were going to steal the album title Chinese Democracy from Axl Rose. Why? Because it took him forever and a day to get that goddamn album out. In fact, at one point, the actual title, much longer, was Chinese Democracy, You Snooze, You Lose. Axl threatened to sue, and they changed the album title to Splinter. Yeah, I know. Axl can be a little bit of a bitch, especially in his latter years. I remember when he was a badass, not so much anymore. So, we're going on to The Offspring now. This is off of the Rise, Fall, Rage, and Grace. This is You're Gonna Go Far, Kid.
Sets off an unsuspecting herd, and as you step back in the line, a mob takes to their feet. Now dance, fucker, dance. When you never had a chance, and now I ain't in you, it was really only you. And now you're seeing the way, take care today. Nice work you did, you're gonna go fuck it. With a
So, we've gone from Guns N' Roses to The Offspring. Not that big of a stretch, right? I mean, everybody kind of knew that was going to come. Well, I mean, not really knew, but you had an idea about it. So, that's where I hope I throw you a curveball with this one, because from The Offspring, we're moving to The Aquabats. How do we get to The Aquabats? Simple. The Offspring formed in 1984 in Huntington Beach, California, home of Christian Jacobs, the MC Bat Commander of the Aquabats. Those of you that are unfamiliar with the Aquabats, consider this your first lesson.
much just because she had an appetite that couldn't be beat. She came from space to eat people meat. I guess I didn't taste good anyway, cause when she kissed me she flew away. Hey, why did she come from planet B? I don't know. Whoa, Martian girl from planet B, will you marry me? Whoa, she came from outer space, she came to see if Earth was good. Whoa, in the supermarket she got distracted in the meat department. Whoa, she's looking at me, she's looking hungry, thinks she's gonna eat me.
Okay, so that's the Aquabats. I know a lot of you out there are not going to be familiar with them. I got some flack for that one. Apparently someone said I should have had lobster in a bucket. Thanks for that text message. So that was Martian Girl. That was from the Return of the Aquabats CD. Look them up. I think you'll actually enjoy them quite a bit. So how do we move along from there? Well, simple. We move on to Boxcar Racer, a name some of you might be familiar with. So in 1997, Travis Barker replaced, and I can't pronounce his last name, I suck as a person, Arellano on drums for the Aquabats. Travis Barker would go on to play in Blink-182 and then eventually play in his own little side project called Boxcar Racer. Now, Boxcar Racer only had, about two singles and one CD. But that one CD had some very interesting songs on it. Check this out.
to apologize. It's been brought to my attention. I mispronounced the last name. It is Travis Barker, not Baker. I mistyped my notes. I apologize so very, very much. It's kind of hard for me to sound like I know what I'm talking about with music when I make a mistake like that. I apologize, and I fucked up Steven Tyler and Joe Perry. If only there was some way I could make it up to you. I know. I'll do it by playing this song. So, from Boxcar Racer, we make a very interesting left turn and head down an embankment onto the opposite side of the highway of rock. We are actually moving over to Barry Manilow. But that's right, Barry fucking Manilow. And why? Because at various live shows, Boxcar Racer would often do a cover of Mandy by Barry Manilow. So we are going to take that step. You are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour as I play some fucking Barry Manilow. Wow. Yeah, that's right. I played me some Barry Manilow, bitches, and you know you liked it. I said, Mandy, I pulled out game on your face. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. We are doing the 6 degrees of rock and roll. We are rapidly dwindling out of time here, and I do have a couple more songs. I apologize to anyone who can't listen to the whole thing, but trust me, this is definitely going to be worth it, because moving on from Barry Manilow, we move to Bon Jovi. Specifically, John Bon Jovi. The song I'm going to play is Blaze of Glory off the Young Guns 2 soundtrack, which actually I do believe got him not only an Emmy, but an Oscar nod. Why? Because Barry Manilow had a guest appearance in 2001 on an episode of Ally McBeal. He
He played both a hallucination and physically himself on stage at the end of the show. How the hell does that connect to John Bon Jovi? Simple. John Bon Jovi played Victor Morrison, Season 5, Episode 10, a plumber who Allie's boyfriend, who, wow, that's written really oddly, a plumber who was Allie's boyfriend for a short period of time on the show. So we are moving on from, yes, Barry Manilow to John Bon Jovi. On the Power Hour.
Yeah.
So, we have now gone all the way down. We have but one song left on this 6 degrees of rock and roll show. Let's just track it from here, shall we? Started off with Nirvana, The Man Who Sold the World. We went to Foo Fighters, All My Life. We went down to Weezer, My Name is Jonas. Biff Naked, Moment of Weakness. Run DMC, Rapper's Delight. Aerosmith's Crazy. Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. You're Gonna Go Far, Kid by The Offspring. Martian Girl by The Aquabats. I Feel So by Boxcar Racer. Mandy by Barry Manilow. Bon Jovi's Blaze of Glory. And now we round it out with our last song, our last artist. It is, in fact, Mr. David Bowie. The song is The Man Who Sold the World. And how do we get there? Simply put, in 2002, John Bon Jovi was named number 13 on the VH1 top list of 100 sexiest stars. He was number 13. Number 12, you guessed it, David Bowie. So, folks, I'm going to leave you with this. You have been listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Mr. Murphy. Thanks for joining me this week. Big, huge hello to all my new UK fans. I leave you with this. The Man Who Sold the World.
His friend, which gave us some surprise. I spoke into his eyes. I thought you died alone a long, long time ago. I know, not me. I never lost control. Your face. With the man who sold the world. I left and shook his hand and made my way back home. I searched for fallen land. Years and years I roamed. I gazed a gazeless stare at all the millions here. We must have died alone a long, long time ago. Who knows? Not me. We never lost control. Your face. With the man who sold the world. Who knows? Not me. We never lost control.
Well, yeah, that's about it, folks. There's only one last thing to do, really.
People you love.
Just want to say a huge thank you to everybody who helps me put this show on every week. Mainly me. No, I'm kidding. It's not just me. It's actually kind of a strange group effort. You see, there's me, and then there's all of you. You guys tune in every week and listen. You download, you do the various things. See, that's awesome. I also want to thank all the artists whose music I play. I gotta tell you, without you, this show just wouldn't exist, because if there were no rock and roll, there'd be no Power Hour.
They'll tar you and drag you through town, but you still don't like to leave before the end of the movie.
Also want to say a huge thank you to the people in the chat room tonight. No, Danger Boy, who hung around. Like Ray. Radio X UK. Clizzo. And Woot Biscuit, which I'm going to go ahead and guess is Trench. Folks, reminder, if you like my show, you can hear me live here every Tuesday on LVRocks.com or SpankWagon.net. That's right. Drink, bitches. You can catch me here 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific time. That time may be changing soon. I don't know. You can also catch me live Fridays from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time on SpankWagon Radio. Oh, wow. This show, I got to tell you, was a labor of love to put together. And I didn't have a beginning and an end point. Well, I had a beginning point, but I didn't know how I wanted to end it. And it just kind of worked out in a way that I got to end up with David Bowie doing the song that I started the show with for Nirvana. That is how you wrap it all. It's a circle of life. So, folks, that's it for me. Have a great week, and I will see you next Tuesday.
North from Vegas.